You still have free will. Krishna gives us minute independence. So, although some things are fixed, but he gives us that much power that we can choose how to act. Otherwise, there'd be no meaning to Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to exhort us to act properly. If it was already pre-decided, then what would be the purpose of Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita? So, Krishna knows everything that happens in the past. Krishna knows everything that happens in the present. And by being internally and externally present, he will know everything that will happen in the future, but he doesn't dictate what you will do. So that might seem difficult to understand. Well, Krishna is difficult to understand. It's just like Krishna in Vrindavan. He knows that he's God. He doesn't ever cease being the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Controller. But simultaneously, he's afraid of Mother Yashoda chasing him with a stick. So how can he be afraid when he's the Supreme Controller? He doesn't forget that he's the Supreme Controller, but simultaneously, he forgets. And you may say, well, that's impossible. It is impossible for you and me, but not for Krishna. That's why he is God, because everything is possible for him. It's inconceivable to us that he knows everything, but at the same time, there is free will. It's not that everything is predestined. Many things are predestined. That there will be creation and destruction of the material universes, that there will be in each universe a Brahma, an Indra. Many things are predestined, but not everything. Just like you are now in a body with the name Tapas. So you're in that situation. But what you do with it, you have some say in that. You can choose to chant Hare Krishna or not to chant Hare Krishna. And if you say, well, when the time comes, I'll chant Hare Krishna, then you'll rot in material life for millions of births. But if you think, well, now I can chant Hare Krishna, then you can immediately go to Krishna. So it's up to you. If you think that anyway it'll come, so you wait. You spend millions of lives, sometimes as an Indra, sometimes as a worm in stool. You go on rotting. But if you want, you can immediately take Krishna's mercy and chant Hare Krishna. It's up to you. Just that you can choose to eat or not to eat. You can choose to... There's so many things. You can choose what kind of clothes to wear. No one's forcing you. When maybe your mother will force you to eat something. But ultimately, you have to choose to eat or not to eat. You can choose to eat meat or not to eat meat. If you eat meat, you go to hell. If you take Krishna prasad, you go to Krishna. So you can choose. No one's forcing you.